Well, friends, it is Thursday, and we are going to, are you ready for this big challenge today? We're going to read two whole chapters of 2 Corinthians, chapters 5 and 6. They're very short chapters, but oh my goodness, is there some amazing stuff in today's reading. I want to start out by just reading the beginning of chapter 5, because this is Paul talking about looking forward to heaven. Let me ask you a question before I start reading this. Are you looking forward to heaven? I can't wait to do a series on heaven. It's going to be a good one, because we're going to talk about what the Bible says about heaven. It is not this boring day to day, everything's the same, playing our harp on a cloud type thing. It's going to be utter and pure perfection. It's going to be living in paradise for eternity. We can't even wrap our minds around it, just as 1 Corinthians 2:9 says, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has conceived what God has prepared for those who love him. Here's Paul talking about this. Chapter 5, starting at the beginning. Now we know that if the earthly tent we live in is destroyed, that's our body, it's a tent, we have a building from God, an eternal house in heaven, not built by human hands. Stop right there for a second. We're trading in a tent. I don't know about you, maybe you love camping, but if I have a choice to sleep in a tent or sleep in a big, comfortable bed in an air-conditioned RV, I'm going to pick the RV every time. Paul is just saying that heaven doesn't even compare to earth. Verse 2, meanwhile, we groan, longing to be clothed with our heavenly dwelling, because when we are clothed, we will not be found naked. For while we are in this tent, in our body, we groan and we're burdened, because we do not wish to be unclothed, but to be clothed with our heavenly dwelling, so that what is mortal may be swallowed up by life. I want to read that part again. We're looking forward to heaven, so that what is mortal may be swallowed up by life. Now, here's something cool I thought about today. Most people in this world think that our life is swallowed up by death. But for Christians, the opposite is true. So that our mortal may be swallowed up by life, death may be swallowed up by life, life eternally. I don't know about you, but I think that makes me excited. He goes on to say, so we make it our goal to please him, whether we're at home in the body or away from it. For we must all appear, this is important, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each may receive what is due him for the things done while in the body, whether good or bad. There is a huge theological truth in that verse saying that we will all appear before God's judgment seat. Now, when we get to heaven, we'll either be in the book of life or we'll not be in the book of life. If we belong to Christ, we'll be in the book of life and our reward will be heaven. If we're not in the book of life, then the punishment of that is hell. It's death, eternal separation from God. And he says here that we will receive what is due to us for the things that we do in the body. The things we do while we're alive here on earth, we will be given what we have earned from God. We haven't earned it. God has just given it to us. But this makes a very clear presentation of the fact that we will be rewarded for what we do. Now, that is very different than believing that salvation comes through works. Salvation does not come through what we do. Salvation comes only through accepting a relationship with Jesus. And then our eternity is sealed in heaven. But how cool is it that He will give us things in heaven based on what we do with our time here on earth. God calls us to be good stewards. Good stewards with our time. Good stewards with our resources. Good stewards with what God has gifted us with, our talents and abilities. And it's a neat thing to think that God isn't just going to let us into heaven. He's not just going to say, come on in, I'll give you one of the lesser places in heaven. God says, make the most of what I do, what I give you on earth. One of my favorite verses in the entire Bible comes also in the 5th chapter. The 17th verse says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone and the new has come. When you are in Christ, you are a new creation. The old is gone. The old will disappear. If you're committed to Jesus Christ, all of the junk, all of your past, all of the baggage falls away as you grow closer to Christ. And then in verse 20, he reminds us, therefore, we are Christ's ambassadors. Boy, that's a special title that we are given as God's ambassadors. God's ambassadors means that we get to be a representative of Jesus to this world. I love that. You'll finish out chapter 6 today by hearing Paul talk a little bit similar to what he did earlier on about being hard-pressed and perplexed and all of those things. He talks about the suffering that he goes through a little bit here. We'll learn more about his suffering later on. And then he finishes out chapter 6 with a warning to not be yoked with unbelievers. Now, a yoke is an instrument that they would put over the head of oxen. And if there were two oxen, it would be a double yoke. So one half of it would go over one oxen and they would walk together. And where one ox went, the other one would go. And so this is a warning to believers that we shouldn't be spending the majority of time with people who don't want to serve Christ unless we're telling them about Christ. So that's what you've got for chapter 5 and chapter 6 of 2 Corinthians. I think you'll enjoy your reading today. Thank you for spending time in God's Word and studying this alongside of me. Be back with you again tomorrow to wrap out the week.